We all know we shouldn't use cotton swabs to clean or dry our ears. They even warn us, but we do it anyway.
Ah!
Stop, there's a better way. Introducing Wax Vac.
Hold it now!
Looking good!
Huh. Alright, y'all!
Guys, welcome back.
All we started was doing.
Alright. This is looking good. I'm going to do something during the show. This might be a preemptive. I might do like my own show like once a month, just at random, called The Liquor Hour, and only do it for like 20 minutes.
Ooh. That'd be cool.
And I'm going to taste different beers tonight.
What should be called Liquor License.
Oh, okay. Hit it. All right.
Did you get that clip of him at the beginning?
I will, we're going to call it that. I need you to help me do like an intro though. All
right.
One time I'll have you on. Or you can do it too. Like anytime you get wasted, like once a month, you have to do like 20 minutes just talking out loud.
All right.
For your podcast, right?
Just me?
I'm going to do it. Oh. But like if you ever feel the need to, just do it for shits and giggles. This is Great White Beer.
GWB?
Yeah. I don't know who it's by. I think the Lost Coast.
They used to call you Great White Queer in school.
Still do. But let's see how this bad. Let's see how this bad video.
He's got three fucking beers in front of him.
Hmm. That's not bad.
He's driving around with a cop in his trunk.
That's kind of... Yeah, that's
not... Like I'm joking.
There's nothing, like, too ridiculous about it. It's more like, it's a better tasting, like... cheaper beer.
Is it import?
Oh, Lost Coast. It's a California like microbrew.
Oh. What does that mean? No. Some dude makes it at his house?
I mean, like a step above that.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's not like Anheuser-Busch. They don't have like humongous facilities.
Yeah.
You know, they might have like one. Or, you know, they start at like Rob Bass, like making beer like in his garage.
Yeah.
And then they start.
You should have him come on your thing. He's a big beer dude.
Well, I kind of want to do it myself, but yeah, maybe I'll talk.
No, yeah.
Because he won't shut the fuck up. No, I'm just kidding. He's all right. Yeah, it was a kind of a sedate... guys, it's the day after Super Bowl. We had a big party over here. Dip Culture Part 2.
Yeah. This fucking week went so fast. I couldn't believe I was waking up and I had to go to work.
Mall near you.
I thought I was like hallucinating. I'm like, how the fuck am I going back to work already? It feels like I just fucking got out.
Well, oh, yeah. You want to elaborate on your...
About what?
Like what happened before Super Bowl? Your party went to on Saturday?
Oh, yeah, I could. I guess.
Do you want to stay linear or you want to jump around?
I don't know. That's all I'm saying. Do you have any more impressing? I can just throw it in.
Well, okay. I do have something then we'll get to first. But
By the way, you just heard the guy stick is the fucking Q-tip in his ear intro.
Oh, is that? Did you get, I said that to you today?
I did. All right. I got it.
We think it's fucking hilarious.
Everyone does. It's fucking retarded. Everyone's probably seen
it. Everyone had to have seen it, yeah.
I hope it's on the East Coast.
But East Coast don't got love for guy in the Q-tip in the ear guy?
Let it be known then.
Anyways, so yesterday's Super Bowl, we had max like 16 people at one time.
Yeah, Max was here.
Yeah, Max was here and then another 15 people. And
Maxie Dean is coming.
Oddly enough, we have a bigger apartment than our old one, but I think like the bedroom, because we have two bedrooms.
Yeah.
Like honestly, like this space, this sucks. Like where we sit, like in the living room, if all this kitchen shit was gone, it was just an island. It would be so much bigger.
It was kind of nice because it breaks it up, and then people stand in the kitchen, and they have their own little conversation.
Yeah.
It was like crammed in one fucking room.
And then we had all the... It was every time I have this party, so you have to bring your own dip. So I made like a chili, which Luke actually liked, right?
Yeah, I'm not a chili guy.
Scott's buffalo chicken wing dip went over.
That was fucking good, man.
Pretty well. You know, spinach artichoke dip, stuff like that. But Luke was talking about how they should do it at the mall.
Or at the airport.
At mall or the airport. I think they should do it like how... Did you ever go to Sioux Plantation out here?
No.
Or like Froyo, like what's this, Menchie's or something.
Yeah.
Like you get it and they weigh it. Like you get as much dips on a plate that you want and like the shit, and then they just weigh it and charge you that price.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. But there's like premium dips. Like the buffalo chicken dip would be like an extra dollar.
Yeah.
For every like, you know, 0.35 ounces.
I'd fucking go all the time. Be a good snack.
All right. Anyway, so that was fun. Super Bowl, I'll cover more of my sports show, but I just pointed for no reason. And, yeah,
it could be one of those fucking things.
Yeah, Luke made that up, but it's
stupid.
It's pretty funny. And you should put that as like the picture this week. I got that the flyer I made for it. I'll email it to you.
All right, that's it.
Yeah, it's like a flyer I had for the stupid event.
Well, you like the flyer, dude.
And it's been like, what, like fucking 11 days since we did a podcast? Because we did.
Is it really?
It's Wednesday would have been a week. It's been more than that.
Yeah. There's a lot of shit coming up, though, so.
Yeah. But, by the way, Keith's birthday, our producer, Keith the Teeth, when we're in the studio, his birthday was on Saturday.
Yeah.
And,
it was pretty uneventful.
Yeah. Well, at least he had fun. Fishhook hair. I was trying to, like, look up pictures of fishhook hair today.
I know in the picture of me and Corpse there, and I was going to try and put mine in. I can't fucking find it. It's around somewhere.
All right. So, all right. I'm going to get to this. I've been sitting on this story now to tell you, all right?
All right.
And everybody I've told, like, it already starts out funny, all right? But, like, two Fridays ago, I decided to go ice skating, all right?
Really?
Yeah. All right. So, the day before, I had this pair of jeans, David Baton Buffalo jeans. They're, like, $90. They just fit me right. They don't push my gut up like a gut shelf, you know, because they're, like, tight. They're 36, 32. They just fit perfectly, right?
Yeah.
The zipper. It came off the track because, like, one of the little things was missing.
Yeah, the fucking teeth pump. Yeah.
And so I took it down to the dry cleaner, the tailor, and they fixed it for like $5.
Was it Ivy the tailor? Give it J.P. Morgan or Ivy the tailor.
And they fixed it for like $5 and whatever, but I didn't have them. So Luke gave me a pair of jeans about 6 months ago that he didn't want anymore. Like all my new clothes I own are because Luke gave me like a $70 Calvin Klein shirt because he didn't fit it. Instead of saving the receipt and going back and just getting the right size or getting his money back, he just gives them to me.
I already washed and dried it. They won't take it back. I'm fucked.
Guys, I've gotten maybe $600 worth of clothes from Luke.
Look at how fucking bad the shirt looks.
This past year. $600 worth of clothes. So this pair of jeans, I believe they're from Old Navy. Let me see.
Look at that fucking shirt. It's terrible. It doesn't fit me right.
Well, you like a tighter fit.
It's extra large.
That'll be fine for me.
It's got to be a little. It's got to be a little more.
You need to get.
To
you need to get the.
It floats.
You
out
need
of
like
the
a
side.
Slim fit so it's tighter
yeah,
to your body.
Exactly. Yeah, I do.
If that's not a slim fit, so it'll be good for me because there's nothing slim about me.
That's true.
And that's we gotta bring up those jokes you made the other day. They're so good. So Luke gives me these jeans from the Gap, and they're like skinny leg jeans, which I'm not used to. I don't wear like Jankos, but I don't wear like these really super tight jeans. A lot, and they have like pre-made holes in them, you know.
Yeah,
I've worn them like twice and gotten compliments. They're nice jeans.
Like those look great on you, Buster.
Oh, hooga! But
is that a roll of quarters in your pocket?
No, it's actually a thimble. I'm sorry,
it's a half a roll.
it's a Rolaid. So I wear these jeans, and I for some reason decided to go ice skating with cheese. I'm like, no. So again, these I'm not used to like the tighter jeans, but all I have because my other ones are being worked on, you know.
Yeah.
So we go, and I'm like, I used to work in an ice rink. I used to like what I would do is I'd do the ice, like I get there like 3, and we wouldn't start skating at, like 5.
Yeah.
So I go out and skate for like an hour and a half, dude. That's a good ass workout too.
I didn't know you could skate.
Oh hell yeah, and like
I don't know how to fucking ice skate.
I didn't learn until I was like 20 years old.
Yeah.
But then when I learned, like that was like my workout for the day. Because I go for like an hour.
You should do circuits.
I know.
Ice skates.
I need and drink iced tea. But like, you could put the music on and it'd play throughout the whole place. And I was the only guy there. So I just turn on whatever kind of music, you know, like the newest Wu-Tang album.
You put on the Nutcracker.
Yeah.
Look at me, everybody.
No. So, you know, the newest You God album or whatever. And I'd play it through the speakers.
Yeah.
And I'd skate like as fast as I could. And I'd do that for like an hour and 15 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
And you sweat your nuts off, you know? And there's a locker room so I could change and everything. Just all of my job getting paid for this. Then I'd do the ice, and then everyone would come in to skate. So I'm like, well, shit, I have to. Now, I forget these things sometimes. That I'm not 20 anymore. I'm 31. I haven't ice skated in 9 years. I'm way heavier and uncoordinated and sloppy and just a piece of shit that
yeah,
I am.
You got heart. That's what counts.
Okay. And so.
He might be dumb and he might be sloppy, but you got guts, and guts is enough.
So I go to this one over in Panorama City. It's called, like, LA Kings Zone or something. And they give me the skates, and they're not sharp, and I'm always used to having, like, you need your skate sharp to go, like, quick, you know?
Yeah.
They're, like, super dull, like, my dick. I don't know. So, and the ice isn't done. The ice is all fucked up. I'm like, I look at Cheese, I'm like, I'm gonna fall. You know what I mean? I go, you fall a million times.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
Was there people there and shit, or were you, like, the
only one? It was, like, an open skate. Oh. So there was, like, 25 people there.
Did they play
there.
Music? Is it, like, a roller rink?
It was, like, rock and bowl. Skate. The lights were off, really? And they had like the glow lights on and shit.
Wow.
They're really cheesy though. You know, like you know how ours is like kind of cool.
Like you hear like the little servo. You hear like the lights make all kinds of noise.
Yeah, and they played like music. They had like a DJ, but it could have just as well been like Kiss 98.5 that was there. You know,
like that fat guy that used to DJ the dances in middle school.
Oh yeah, that fucking guy,
Bob.
Yeah, he was like bald, wasn't he? He was bald, but he had like the shit on the side.
Yeah, he had, like, goatee. Yeah, he was like 40 fucking six.
You wear like great. Hawaiian shirts and cargo pants and like 0 degree weather.
Mm-hmm.
And just looking at like little girls drooling.
Yeah.
A little fart. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to fall. I know. And so, of course, I start to skate. You know, I have to have my skates super tight. You don't know how to skate, but like you want the skates, like it almost hurts your feet. So yeah. Like they're almost like part of you, because if they're loose, then you're. Because, you're on metal, and they're heavy. Like, skates aren't light, you know?
Yeah.
So you want them super tight, so, like, it's, like, a part of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I get them out, and I start going out there. I'm like, okay, now I'm moving. You know what I mean? Like, I'm starting to skate, and, like, all right. So I take a corner, like, how I used to, where, like, I, like, chop the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody out there who's ever ice skated knows what I'm talking
Sweep
about.
Sweep the leg.
And I just took it, boom, right in my ass. You know? I get up, and I'm like, oh, God. The guy comes over. You okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm laughing. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm you know. And I tell Cheese, I'm like, this is going to happen again. All right? I'm like, I'm planning. I just know me, you know?
Yeah.
So we go over another 15 minutes. You know, you can skate for like 2 hours, you know, with the 10 bucks you pay or whatever.
Yeah.
We go about another 15 minutes. And again, I'm like, oh, I'm like trying to catch up to her. And I take it right on the knees, like, boom, right?
You're used to that.
And I go to get up, but the fucking pants are so tight. And I'm on my, I couldn't get up. And so the guy comes over to help me. I hear this rip. Now, I'm going to show you. This is the prop. This is what happened.
Oh, holy shit.
Okay, so just so you
might. It's ripped to the knee up to the fucking pocket.
So this might have to be the picture of the week for the.
Holy shit.
So this happens in the middle of the ice.
Oh.
And I have my Under Armour on, so. All right, picture this.
Oh, that's horrendous. Okay. That's like Rockstar pants.
And so now, like, you can see my dick. Okay, and not. No, you really can't, but yeah. You can see the idea of it. All right? And, like. And my entire, you could see my entire thigh down to my knee, okay? Just like.
That's fucking embarrassing.
That's why I save these.
Even if you're like a hot dude, it'd be fucking bad.
Now I have to skate around because you can't turn around. I have to skate around the rest of the ice with that going on. All right, holding onto the wall. So
you're look at the asshole!
I don't know if anybody saw it, it's dark, so I'm like, okay. Now I'm trying to change my skates, and there are all these kids there, and like my just leg is exposed with my balls and everything. And so I take off my skates, and I hold them in front of the rip.
Yeah.
And I'm walking to the counter. Now, we've been there for 22 minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
I give them back to the dude at the counter. He's like, oh, you guys leaving already? Oh, yeah, I ripped my pants. He, like, stops me and goes, Bob, look at this. Like, to rip on me. He brought somebody over, like, to make fun of me. Okay? And so I'm ripping my pants. So we were going to go, like, out to eat. I'm like, this is so, I'm, like, so pissed about it. You know, but I'm still laughing. I'm like, of course this happens to me. Yeah. You know? So we went to Ross and Sean and bought me a pair of jeans. So we can go out to eat, you know? But, like, look at this, dude. How embarrassing. I mean,
that's fucking miserable.
There was probably about 70 people there, and I had to walk by them like this. I mean, it's...
What if you walk by some hipsters, like, dude, I love your pants, and you started, like, a trend?
But, I mean, look, it ripped right from one of those pre-made holes all the way down this.
Are those, like, old pants or what?
You gave me these.
Oh, that's right. That's those ones.
You didn't miss that whole part of the story? Oh,
that's right. Yeah, I forgot. I didn't recognize them.
They're too tight. So, like, I was like this. I was on my knees.
Yeah.
And I went to get up. I went, and it just ripped the
Hulk. Like you were turning into the Hulk?
And, yeah, ripped. Because, like, from the crotch to the knee was so tight on my leg, it just ripped.
You had, like, one Hulk leg.
You know what? I'm gonna leave these out so you can take a picture. All Maybe right. That should be photo of the week. All
right.
So you can see that. So, yeah, that was my great embarrassing story of the...
That's pretty funny.
...of this past week.
That is a good one.
Did you have a rollerblade?
Yeah, like, literally, like, 5 times. But...
Because, I used to rollerblade... I think I was talking to Teeth about this.
I was more of a bike guy. I like bicycles.
Me too, but I got really into rollerblades for some reason. I think it was when I was in 9th grade. I went to Myrtle Beach for spring break with my parents, and Sean Hossauer was there.
Yeah.
And that's when he got me into, like, extreme rollerblading. Where, like, you get...
Oh, Jesus. I got a mohawk.
I bought a 311 shirt. I got, like, so gay into it. Like, I had, like, stickers on there, like, no fear.
Oh!
God. And then
you
I had
a picture of a big penis.
I had two. They were called fatties, and so was I. In 9th grade, I was.
So, three fatties.
I really was, too. I was, like, my most miserable. I
was a fat fucking
man. I had this no fear hat. It was green. With yellow writing and a purple brim. And it said, no fear. And I specifically remember I got it from Pacific Sunwear when I bought a blue and white, like, horizontal striped shirt that was, like, Billabong.
Yeah.
And I wore them together, and it was, like, the most misplaced color thing ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
that probably didn't look that bad at the time.
That's when I had that picture of my mom where I'm fucking miserable. We're standing next to, like, an Indian.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that picture.
We're standing next to like a fucking like wooden Indian, and like we're on vacation. I just look like so miserable.
Were you really miserable, or was this just a look you had?
No, back then I was that much of a piss pot. I was like a fucking shithead. It's a million degrees in here. But
you're really sweating, huh?
Yeah.
You got like three shirts on though?
I got one.
Oh, okay. I thought you had some
fudge. Anyway, so I used to have. Oh, so I started rollerblading like, and I had the two like
roller gating.
Two big. Like wheels on the end, and then a grind plate, and like little ones in the middle, so you could like grind stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, trying to like do all this kind of, and like they'd have they had bearings, and they were ABEC, ABEC was like the name of the bearing, and if you had like a ABEC 1, that's like a beginner. Yeah. But ABEC 5s are like super fast, like whatever the bearings inside, and like Mike Roloff, ABEC bearings. He had ABEC 7s, so he could skate super fast.
Yeah. Was it any good, or did you just have...
You know, he was pretty... He's an athletic kind of guy. Yeah. So, I remember I had ABEC 5s, and they cost, like, $40. It was, like, my birthday present. It was fucking bearings for my rollerblades.
Yeah.
2 days later, because I'm trying this extreme shit, I go to grind, like, a thing at Fireman's Park, like, a small rail, and, like, fall on my hand, I think it's broken, put those fuckers away, never did that again.
Was it broken, or just fucking...
No. I'm like, yep, yeah, I'm gonna chance that. I'm a pussy, but I just...
Yeah.
I don't want any of that.
I got time for that.
Well, fuck, man. Okay, I got a bunch here. But all right. Speaking of like being in high school and stuff, just the other day, my book bag you always see sitting over there, finally ripped.
We had a death in the family.
Yeah, basically, I've had it since 11th grade, which would be what, 13, 14 years. I've had that book bag.
Tupac was alive when you bought that.
Yes. No. Tupac died when I was in 9th grade. Oh. You were in 11th grade.
Fuck you then. Yeah.
But, so, yeah, I'm kind of bummed. Do you have an extra book bag?
No. You already asked me this.
And you said no already?
You got a boyfriend. Yeah, no, I don't. I have one, and that's my... I kind of like using
it. All right. Do you like using a book bag, or... Do you ever use a messenger bag?
No, I got one of those, too, though. I got a Mission Impossible one.
I got a... I got one, too, but it's not as... accessible as a book bag. It's like on one side. I use it all through college because I was like a fucking hipster.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, it's cool. I had like a
diesel. Yeah, I did like being, it's like an adult's book bag.
I had like a diesel, like, fuck. I remember I got it like a 1 year because I was, when I had like a credit card, I just wasted on dumb shit. Like my first Citibank credit card, I had like $2,000 on it.
Yeah.
I bought like online, I bought like a book bag for me and Jackie, and they're both like $90 each.
Jesus
and they're
Christ.
Like messenger bags.
Jesus Christ.
And they're not even that good. They're like the, this fucking one I got for $20.
Why are there so much fucking money for those things?
Well, I mean, that North Face one I got, seriously, well, it was probably $40. But 14 years of service? I mean,
yeah.
You know, like it was well worth it.
Yeah.
That's, remember, did you get a new book bag every year? I think I got one every year, every other year. Something like that.
I don't know. I still remember this leather one I had in fifth grade. It had like all these buckles and shit on it.
Did you think you're like real badass?
No, I thought it was. I thought I was like cool, but I didn't think I was like a hard ass or anything. It was like, yeah, this is a cool book bag, man.
A leather book bag?
Fuck. Yeah.
Did you ever wear a leather baseball hat?
No.
You know what I hate? Those black guys. Like, they're always older black guys, like past 50, who have leather baseball hats and leather shirts.
Yeah.
Would you ever wear a leather shirt?
No.
And I'm not talking leather like
Creed.
Do they even make leather shirts now that I think about
it? Probably, yeah. Fucking go to Rainbow Room on a fucking Saturday.
Oh, yeah. But a leather, just think of a leather hat, I guess, someone in pants, I guess I understand. But like a baseball hat, like, you know, it's always like black.
Yeah.
It's a black baseball hat, but it'll have some type of like.
A lot of the old hip hop videos, like Tribe, what's one dude will always have, like Busta Rhymes on.
Oh, yeah, leather baseball, or like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Puffy.
Yeah.
He'd have like a leather like Yankees hat.
What up, Playboy? Dancing.
Popping off the streets?
Yeah. Well, I had a fuck of a weekend. So Sarah and I go to, if you saw the pictures on my Facebook, I went to Volcano in Santa Monica, which I don't generally hang out in.
That's, you know what's fucked up?
Right by 3rd Street by the beach, too.
I just thought about this. That's where you went? I didn't know where you went.
Yeah.
Volcano, we were right next door to it in Burbank.
Yeah, I know. And that's where they live. So everyone's like, why? I really never got the story of why they went away to fucking Santa Monica, but we went. And fucking sushi was good. It's like the upstairs, there's like almost like a fucking, there's a big open patio with like a dance floor and like a DJ. It's kind of cool. It almost had like a New York fucking kind of like loft, New York City loft bar kind of thing, atmosphere to it. But so we go and I get like food and I start drinking Which, of course, so where this other dude that was fucking pretty cool, he was like a comic from Philly. Because I went with the Persian chick and her boyfriend, who's a stand-up. You got a boyfriend. Who, like, I know I'm talking about past podcasts, but I
think... Yeah, I was just going
to
bring
it up. I think he's warming up now to the fact that he, like, genuinely sees I'm not trying to bang his chick, so I think he's, like, he's, like, friendlier. I had a good time with him, but...
Would it be fucked up if you actually fucked her, like, in the next week?
I don't know. But, so we went and, like, she said all these chicks were going to come. None of them fucking came. But it turns out upstairs...
If they would have come, they would have came.
Yeah, I know. And she's fucking pretty. You think she'd have a lot of hot chick friends, but she don't. There happened to be a UCLA mixer going on up there. So it was balls to the wall college kids. Tons of Asians. A lot of fucking gorgeous chicks, right? So we're at the table eating for a good, like, fucking hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever. And I'm slamming fucking drinks. Drinks are like $9 a pop.
Speaking of which one?
Yeah. There's no...
Ice? Light ice?
Two of those ice cubes. Motherfucker. Thanks. Fucking, None of them drink, so again, I'm drinking by myself. And like,
why
there's like.
Why are you at a bar then if you don't drink?
I went to bars all my life and didn't drink. Oh, you interrupted, motherfucker. I'm trying to get through this fucking story.
Okay.
Alright, so,
really good, by the way.
There's no fucking alcohol in these things. The fucking drinks were terrible. Like, I'm one of the. Like, you can barely taste it. I got her a Midori Sour as, like, a birthday drink. There literally was, like, no alcohol in it. Like, she's like, there's nothing in this. It's fucking tonic water. And I sipped it. I'm like, there's no alcohol in this fucking thing. So she takes it up there, and the guy wouldn't pour anything in it. I'm like, what a fucking scumbag, you know? But we're standing out kind of like on the dance floor, and then a bunch of her friends do show up. But none of them are like, two of them right off the bat, I thought were kind of like, they were okay. They were in good shape. They were super hot. They were fuckable, whatever. And like, I got a fucking vibe from like both, and right away they're like, both of those fucking chicks are like fucking totally staring at you. You should say something to them. I'm in such a horrible fucking... I've been beaten down so bad. I'm like Droopy the dog or something. I have zero. I can't... I don't know what to say anymore. I don't know what to do. I don't even want to fucking... I just can't even bother. I'm so burned out trying to talk to or get chicks. And there's this wall-to-wall drunk fucking college girls everywhere. And I'm just standing in the middle of the fucking dance floor talking to this fucking fat redhead about like fucking Jim Norton. I'm just like, what? And he's like, dude, go fucking talk to these chicks. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? He's like, I know you can take at least one of these chicks home. I'm like, I don't know what to fucking say. They're all like 22. I'm fucking old. I don't know any of the songs. When we got there, when we're sitting down, of course, they played like one Luke classic after another. Like every, I literally said, like, I go, what are they gonna play next? Too Close from Next, and they did like the song after that. It was the German song show. After. I was like, holy shit. Like, dude, you fucking totally called that.
That's the song of the week.
That's yeah. They were playing all these fucking great shit. But then as soon as we get out there, they're not playing any of it. And then I'm like, I couldn't really get fucking drunk because I was getting shots of Crown. And the guy's got like a fucking graduated cylinder he's measuring with. I'm like, just pour the fucking dude, it's like $9. Just pour the fucking thing. I was so pissed. It was such
it,
a
regular. Was it a shot
like
glass or was it like a regular
dollars.
Glass?
No, it was like one of those big
like a rocks
like
glass.
A plastic rocks glass. You know what I mean? Like a plastic one?
$9.
It's got to blow you for that. That's everywhere you go in LA. Anywhere that's like upscale in LA, it's $9.
Or where you don't know somebody.
But they usually give you a fucking massive ass shot. Where one of them, you're already like, holy fuckeroni.
Yeah.
But no, this is like bullshit. It was like a fucking eyedropper. I'm like, you motherfucker. Like, come on, dude. Like, I'm watching how much booze, like he's pouring in. He's like, I'm like, fucking pour the thing. Like, I'm telling you, everywhere else you go. Like, it's expensive, but at least you get your fucking money's worth. Especially most places.
Jerry's.
Yeah, but not this fucking place. I was so pissed. And I'm just standing there like, this fucking blows. Like, I'm just getting older and older, and I'm just going to have less and less chance to, like, fuck young, attractive fucking girls.
Well, if you think like that, yeah.
But I've tried, and I just don't click with girls out here. And then, what was worse, we watched this fucking nerd, like, try to talk to the group of chicks we were with, and he fucking just bombed. And the comedian guy's just making fun of him so bad. He's like, this dude fucking eating his balls.
Why?
Like,
this
guy
so
fucking
bad?
Burned. Huh?
Why is he doing this so bad?
He just sucked. He was like an awkward kind of fucking weenie and just was like, hey, I'm like dropping all these corny lines on him. And I'm like, I can't. I'm like, I don't want to be that guy.
That cheese ball's going to take a chick home, I bet.
I don't know. He didn't take it. I don't
know. Not that group, but he will just because, like, at least he tried.
Yeah, but it's going to be like me. It's not going to be any of the ones he wants. It's going to be some fucking skank that he settles for. Yeah. That's what it's going to be. But
well, that's probably
so. That was that. I spent like fucking like $80.
Holy shit!
Then Then I'm like, you know what? I haven't gone out. I haven't spent any money in like 3 weeks. I got my tax return coming. Fuck it, you know. Of course, the same day I find out I owe the DMV $300. Yay!
$300?
Yeah, $300 for that fucking registration. Because I got $100 late fee. That's great. That makes fucking sense. That's reasonable. Somebody here?
No. I was like, the fucking, I hear it all morning long.
Oh, the great they drive over?
Yeah.
It is fucking hot in here. Christ almighty.
So you won't turn the air on?
I just opened a fucking glass door.
It is.
It is?
Yeah. Well, all right, keep going with your story.
All right. So then the next night, now I met this fucking chick online.
You can't hear this from the thing?
No, I can't shit in it. I'll be open that night. Fucking sweating. Everyone else that's listening was freezing their ass off. I was out in a fucking short and t-shirt today sweating. It was so fucking hot. Fuck you, I moved. But,
fuck you, pay me.
I hung out with this other chick that I met online, and, I don't know, I can't even make the story that long, but, like, we went out to fucking... We went to ArcLight, which is an expensive movie theater.
Hey, can I say I seen this new Angel?
Yeah.
And she looks as she's weird looking.
She's funny looking. She's like Steve Buscemi in Fargo. She's kind of funny looking.
I don't think so. I think she's fine looking.
Yeah, but you thought what's her name fucking was? Veronica. She looks like a fucking bad cartoon character.
I'm seeing you better than, like, these big fat fucking pigs.
Yeah, but the big fat pigs are cute and they're pretty.
The face is very big for you.
What do you mean big?
Like
that. Oh, yeah, it's important, yeah.
I'm not saying that it's not for anybody else. But I'm saying sometimes, like the Veronica had a good body, right?
Yeah, her body was great. Her face is a fucking disaster.
How was that bad?
She looked like one of the Mount Rushmore fucking faces. She stunk.
More like Mount Gushmore.
Yeah.
That's a new name. It's a new name for the slob.
Probably walking over here right now.
She walks here? No way.
Yes, she does. I own it. I'm like so rotten her. I make her walk over here. And like all kinds of weirdos and bums hit on her and come after her and shit. She gets like attacked on the way over. I'm like, fuck you, I'm not picking you up.
So she walks here just to fuck, and you treat her like dog shit.
I do.
All right.
That's terrible.
All right, so anyway, so you go out this chick?
Yeah, so then this other chick. I never do this because, I won't on principle, and B, of course, she lives with her mom in an apartment. This chick's 29 years fucking old, lives with her mom, but who pays for everything on the fucking date? Working ass fucking Luke. Butter ticket, the tickets were fucking $36. Bought her a drink at ArcLight. The fucking round of drinks was $20. Then we went to Fox and Hound because I wanted to get her drunk and fuck her because she had a nice fat ass on her. And I spent like fucking $60 in there. She didn't buy one fucking round. Wait. She's a drinker too. Wow. She's a fucking drinker, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
At least it's a change. Didn't even say fucking thank you. Now, thank you for the movie. That goes like a long way.
Like she just thinks it's like, it's a given.
They all do. They all fucking do. Yeah. That's how it goes. That's the fucking paradigm out here.
Fuck. I mean, listen, like...
I don't know what's in it everywhere, but here...
I'm saying, even like, I date cheese, but, like, if she buys me, like, a dinner, I'm like, yeah, thanks a lot. Like, that was really nice.
She buys you shit more than you buy her shit, though, right?
It's a toss-up.
Yeah. But most of the time, it lands on her.
No, I'd say...
Hey, you can say play it. Come on.
I'd say 60. Play
to play.
I'd say
60. Pimp to pimp.
60-40.
All right.
I'd say,
that's how it should be. See, yeah, you're fucking big pimping. Well, I want to say I'm not like fucking sucker because I've done this like I can't remember the last time I took out a chicken like kind of wine and diner. Fucking 6 months? I don't even fucking know. Brian farted. But then I didn't get nothing out. I made out with her and got a date boner. But
did you jerk off last night or no?
No, I didn't. Here's the best part.
I would help you, buddy.
Fucking her, like guts are fucked up and she can't have kids. So that means fucking shooting loads and that old fucking. Up in them guts. Hello! Come on. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. So that new Luke's Angel on the rise. We got to think of a name. I'd say funny looking or funny face.
Or Steve Buscemi from Fargo. How about Fargo?
Yeah.
Fargo. All right. Another.
Well, I just realized before this, I was like, what if I start dating this chick? I don't want to talk about it on here in case she hears it. I hope she doesn't hear this.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to. I don't get
that. Nah, nobody listens to the show.
I know.
Oh, we might have a new listener, though. Chris, the homeboy, Scott's friend who's out here.
Oh, that dude? Yeah. I didn't talk to that guy at all.
Oh, he's cool. You like him. So, Chris, welcome to the Goody Mob if you're listening.
Yeah, Chris.
No, he was cool. He paid for all the hotel rooms and shit when we went to,
Oh, really?
For Scott's, bachelor party.
Nice.
He was the reason
why. Ballin' ass.
Mike said, the only one born here. Yeah. Dude, I'm the only one born here. Drink iced tea.
was I there when he said that?
No. Okay. Yeah, remember we went down to the Santa Monica or not Santa Monica like Hermosa for Scott's bachelor party.
We're going to over. That's a legendary night.
Yeah,
that's another legendary night.
Maybe you're like a stalwart. Maybe when you're around, things just don't happen. Like there's no fun.
Probably
you're not a fun guy in general. So
I'm the fun leech.
So another great story that happened to me since we last spoke was 2 days after me ripping my pants and showing 70 people my tiny penis.
Lack of cock.
Yeah, my thimble dong was I came home wasted on a Sunday night after bowling. and decided to cut my own hair because I wanted to save money. And I had to give Luke the, you good in the bathroom? And I point at him. He's like, yeah.
You go, I'm going to be there for a while. Yeah, I do. I'm like, I hope you're giving yourself surgery and failing.
Right. Or what would Luke say yesterday? I should do a new game in the shower. I should stand, try to stand on two bars of soap.
Yeah, that's all you can do.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm saving myself some money. Now, I'm the same guy who spent $75 to go to the Art of Shaving to get a haircut and a shave.
I've just Royal Shave.
I've, what's that?
Your Royal Shave.
Oh, this is Tim from the Art of Shaving. And
I love that. That's making one of my sure favorite intros
you're,
ever.
You're still coming in for your Royal Shave.
Yeah. He's a fang.
But, you see this guy, too. He's exactly what you expected. He's like 6'3", like kind of blotchy skin, like 19 years old. Like, oh, hi. You know what I mean? Like, and he like tried, and he actually sold me on that goddamn ivory shaver I got in the bathroom.
Yeah.
The ivory handle for like your stupid Gillette Fusion thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Then asshole actually sold me. I'm like, motherfucker. Like, he's, see, I think you should get this one. This is like
that's why one. He lives in the fucking hills in Sherman Oaks.
Yeah, really. From working at the Fart of Shaving.
Yeah.
But so I'm like, I'm fucking broke. I'm sick of my hair because I hadn't gotten a haircut since July 30th. And we're talking about February now.
Your fucking hair's not even that long.
But I had it like super short. Like, it really was. You didn't realize.
I wouldn't look at it and go, like, wow, the guy has long, unkempt hair. It just looked like average.
Well, no, I mean,
hair.
I try to, like, you know, maintain it. It was just longer than I would like. It was getting to be
because I've seen him with long, like, Jesus-y hair.
Oh, no, I know. I'm saying it was getting to be, like, mullety-ish. I don't care if it's long on top, but when it gets long in the back, that starts to frustrate me.
Yeah.
Like, here, you know, like I look like a fucking hockey player kind of thing. Minus, like, the weight.
Isn't that what you want? You love hockey.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, so I decided to cut my own hair because I was broke that week. And so I start snipping, and I had a humongous beard I hadn't shaved since November. So I had 3.5 months of a beard and 6 months of hair. Mm-hmm. And so I start clipping. First I did the beard, I think. And I came out and showed you, remember when I trimmed it up? And I trimmed the sides,
yeah.
So they're like a decent length. And I had like,
look at this. And you just stand there with that face?
And I got I kept the goatee, like the mustache goatee longer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like a biker kind of fucking thing.
You wanted some ironic facial hair.
Yeah. And then I go back and I start fucking with it. And of course, like, nick something here, nick something there. I'm like, all right, I just got to shave this all off. Mm-hmm. Which happens more times than not. Don't trim your facial hair when you're drunk. Because this will always, you'll always end up the next day being shaven. All right? This has happened to me 17 times.
It's kind of a win-win. It's, you know, yeah, not
at least it's gone then. Yeah, I mean, it's like you can't grow it back, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if I had a beard like fucking ZZ Top and I had a shave, I'd be kind of pissed, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure those guys would be too. But like, so I'm like, all right, I'm going to cut my own hair. But it's so long, I can't just use like the clippers. Because I got like professional grade like...
Clippers?
Clippers! The only reason we say it like that is because this guy Polo that we've talked about before, the mechanic at Pins. The one time I say something like...
No, remember her bowling ball bag got... ass broke because of the zipper and
I'm like,
and we got stuck and she's like, can you help? And then we're like, Polo, can you do anything? And he got it apart and I was like, that's a good thing the zipper worked. Well, I was like, good thing is it was you fixed the zipper. He's like, zipper.
Zipper.
So we're just looking at each other like, alright, I guess that's funny.
It must be like a Spanish word or something. So like we thought so we just say it every time we see him, I'm like, zipper.
Yeah.
So that's how we say
it. And now he says back to us and I don't think he even knows what we're referencing.
No, like we say, Father, you too? And like he told us this joke like a year ago and the punchline is like, Father, you gay? You fag too? You too? Like that.
Yeah.
So we say it to him, he has no clue what the hell we're talking about, but he says it back to us and laughs for like 10 minutes. Anyway,
he's a strange cat.
He's funny though. I do like him. We should do on the podcast.
Shit. Well, no one will understand. We need a fucking. You can show subtitles on the air.
Oh, that'd be fucking funny.
Yeah.
All right. So then I start to get to my hair, and like I'm either gonna use these rusty ass scissors that are in there, or I come out here and grab like our scissors we cut paper with. I start just cutting my hair down to like where I can actually shave it. You know, I didn't realize what a painstaking process this would be. You know what I mean? So I start going and like. I take all the rugs out of the bathroom, so it's just piles of hair. It looks like the barbershop, you know?
Yeah.
Beard hair, which I cleaned up, all right.
It was pretty good, yeah, for that much.
Yeah. And so, I honestly, like, when I was done, the amount of hair could have made, like, a wig. It was fucking, it was stupid. I start shaving the sides, and honestly, it's not looking, like, too bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm shaving the sides, it's not looking too bad. I'm, like, getting it in the back and all this kind of stuff. Now I'm, like, I still have hair on top. I'm like, oh, man, well, I'm going to trim this up on top. And I go, and it like indents into my head. Like I could feel it. Nick, I had like a guard on.
Grooves.
I had like a three, you know, like a guard.
Yeah.
Like I could cut your hair and it'd look fine, but there's no reason I should.
Yeah, that's weird how like nature did that.
Yeah,
like it's in theory it should work.
There's like no way that like I could cut my own hair.
Yeah.
But I could cut your hair with that thing and look fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I start trying to do it and I like even you say you're like, yeah, it doesn't look bad. I'm like, yeah, but look now, and you're like, holy shit. Like there's all these like nicks and dings in like the top
like
of my head.
Valleys and fucking ebbs and flows.
And so that was a Sunday, so I had like a day like where because I'd worked that Sunday, so I didn't have to work the next Monday. But I'm like, all right, so I get up early to go to the barber on the corner, this old Jewish guy who speaks like no English, and this Russian Jew. So I get there, he's fucking closed on Monday. You know, I'm wearing a hat. He's closed on Mondays. So I on my way home, I call him like, oh, I don't feel good, I'm sick, I can't come in today. I called him to work because of my hair. Okay.
Gotcha.
I called into work.
You couldn't get in before your shift started?
It was closed. He closes on Mondays.
Oh. We can go somewhere else.
It's walking distance. Whoa. I got to walk.
Walking. Oh. He's going to give you a ride?
I'm sure, but I was already like hungover because I was wasted the night before, obviously. Oh, and okay. And I had a day off anyway, so I just said, fuck it, I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
And so the next day I walked down there and he cut my hair. And I had to like make it up. I'm like, yeah, my girlfriend tried to cut my hair. He goes, oh, no good job. Like this old like, Russian guy. And like in between, someone like calls. Someone calls, he's like, hello. Hello. He just keeps saying hello. He says like seven times. I'm like, dude, there's probably no way there. He goes, fuck you. And he hangs up. And I'm like, I'm laughing. But at the same time, when I'm noticing.
The rules.
He's got this huge TV.
I'm going to this guy. Where is he?
It's right. Okay. It's, you know where the Pizza Hut is right here?
Yeah.
Right next door.
Okay. Who are going to do an intro?
It's not a bad haircut, right? I mean, like.
That's kind of hard enough. It's like fucking up a cup of coffee.
What do you have to work with, though? You know? You should go to him. It's like $10
for haircut. I don't care about the price. I go to Floyd's because they do a good job. Look at my motherfucking hair, nigga. Shit.
I'm telling you, go to this guy. You might like him. He's pretty good. And
I want him just for this fucking story.
Yeah, yeah. And he stinks too, like onions and shit, but like. He does. He's an old Russian Jew. And he just, every time I come, I'm like, hey, how you doing, sir? He's like. He doesn't even talk. He just goes. To the chair, I can sit down, and he puts like the smock on me, you know.
Yeah.
And he goes to put the smock on, and he puts it on, and it's like just on the right side of my body. So I'm like this. I'm like inching it over my left knee, and he takes it and makes it so fucking tight on my neck.
I was gonna say, what did he do? It's like choking.
And he makes it like so tight on my neck.
This is how my father did it.
But the whole reason I'm so nervous about when they make it tight on your neck is I went to like a barber school one time with Jill. Like Marinello's down in like Tarzana. Oh. And it's like a barber school and you pay like $3 for a haircut. And they put that like piece of paper, they wrap it around like your neck.
Oh, yeah. The priest
and
collar.
So, okay, so it's like right here, right? So they cut all the hair, right? And they cut all the hair, you know, like underneath, if there's any hair. Take it off, they never cut the hair in between. So I had like this fucking mark on my neck. It was like, it was cut here and then a whole like another line of hair. Underneath it. Yeah, so that's
why I'm forward to that blade they cut that shit.
I'm always like nervous about that. So I realized something really weird. It's very unrelated, but I was there. Like it's a weird older chair, like a dentist chair almost. Where like you got like your feet up on like a 45-degree angle.
This guy sounds awesome. I gotta go this way.
Please go. I've never once seen anybody in there. All he's watching is like he watches like Irish soccer. Okay? He's like and like he's looking at me and he doesn't have glasses on, and I'm gonna tell him like, yeah, I seen a haircut. Oh, okay. And you hear the ding, you know, with the clippers.
Yeah.
He puts his glasses on. He goes, oh boy, because of how bad my hair was. So
I'm biggest better haircut in Gula.
When you basically when this is where I was thinking, like my legs started like to shake, like I had like a weird tick.
I get that too sometimes.
And I'm starting.
I get that every now and again.
Yeah, and like they started, and I'm like trying like mentally like to stop them and like pushing my legs
down. That's so weird.
And they're up on like a 45-degree angle, and it wasn't like hurting or anything.
Yeah. So
I realized something, like when I take a shit, okay, this is no joke, because my toilet back home was like a little higher.
Yeah.
When I shit, no matter what, I'm on my tippy toes. I'm like this.
Yeah.
When I shit. But I mean, I could be. Flat.
That's dainty. That's very dainty.
I could be like when I notice that I'm doing it, I always go flat footed.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel right. So I'm wondering if when I'm sitting there like that, if I just went and I did. So I'm like, I'm starting to think about As I'm getting my hair cut by this Russian Jew, I started thinking about my shitting rituals of me being tippy-toed.
Yeah.
And I went tippy-toed and the shaking stopped.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm flat-footed, but I get that. Every once in a while, I get it for, like, no reason. It's weird. And I think it's the times that I got my head shaved, my legs shook for some reason. When I totally shaved my head like yours is.
Yeah. I wasn't nervous or anything. Maybe it's just like either. A weird, like, tick or something.
Yeah, that was the weirdest thing is I couldn't stop it from happening. I was like bouncing my foot off the ground, like, really fast.
It's like you're almost going to, like, the beat of the...
Yeah.
You know, it's
only sometimes. That's fucked up. I didn't know other people had that.
And now, at the same time, all this is happening. This is, like, the most... This is the oddest haircut experience of my life.
Fuck you, Odie.
Yeah. And you said it, like, such a fuck you. Like, it was awesome.
And he goes, let's prank
insurance companies, they call, they don't talk, you know, they treat me like shit. And I'm like, all right, man. I'm sorry. I'm like, yeah, that sucks. You know, like, I don't, and then that's it. He didn't talk to me again the rest of the time. Yeah. So it was like
$15. $35?
You gotta go to this guy. It's awkward, but it'll be worth it.
Yeah.
He doesn't do a bad job.
We should fucking go and, like... Like, I'll go in like I'm a kid near my dad and tell him how to cut my hair. I'll be like, no, shave it more. Like, this is how I want his hair. And instruct him how to cut my hair.
Oh, no. This guy wouldn't go for that. He'd kick me right the fuck out.
He'd pull out a sword and be like, get out.
No. He'd just be like, shut up. Yeah. And you would listen to him. He seems like, this seems like a front. Okay? That's kind of another reason I want you to go in there. Like, dude, I've never seen another.
You hear, like, guys playing cards and they scream, yelling in the back, like chips flying around.
Like, there's all these, like, weird little compartments when you walk in there. I swear, okay, you got to go there now. All right, that your next haircut's going to be at whatever Leo's barbershop.
Yeah.
But so my other thought I'm having, and now I'm starting to laugh because I have this thought in my head. Like, you know, when you think of something funny and, like, you just can't hold it in. When I was, like, fucking, like, 16. I have so many stupid stories from when I was a kid. When I was, like, 16, I got this, like, it was a hair and beard trimmer from Big Lots.
Yeah.
For, like, $15. Okay, and it was like, you know, the predecessor of, like, what we would have now.
Yeah.
You know, that actually does a pretty good job, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's not meant for your actual hair. It may be, like, to line it up.
Yeah.
Well, I tell my aunt, because I used to watch my cousins all the time, you know, and they're, like, 4 and 8 years younger than me. I'm like, I could cut Alex and Paul's hair, you know, because you know who cut my hair? Jerry Majeski. Remember that guy?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
All right, Jerry Majeski.
I smoked weed with him. My mom might have caught me. It was Jerry Majeski.
Jerry Majeski, the one time, he, like, had a... Remember when it was cool to have the haircut where it was, like, a one on the side and a two on top, and it had, like, a little shelf?
Yeah.
Like, who had that for the longest time? Dude who played basketball a year above me, lived over by Matt Erickson. Fuck, what's his name?
Savage?
No. Real skinny guy. Tim something, I think.
Tim Zinda?
No, fucking cocksucker. He had it for, like, Tim Muselak.
Oh, yeah.
He had that haircut.
Stahevich had that, too.
Yeah, where it was
all,
like,
those dudes. It was the jock
it was
haircut.
All, it was all shaved, but it was like a shelf.
Yeah.
Like, there was a definite, like, it stopped here, started here. So Jerry Majeski, like, cut my hair for $5 in his basement.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, a young kid and, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so he cuts my hair. And so I think, like, oh, I can do this, but I can do it for my cousins. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But I don't get, like... The fucking big ass one that you get from the shop that plugs in. I get, like, the beard one that you put batteries in.
Yeah.
I start to cut my cousin Alex's hair.
Oh, boy.
I didn't trim it, you know, and it was, like, as long as mine was. And he's just like, ow, ow. My aunt's like, Alex, shut up. Let Brandon do this. And just
picture, blood squirting out.
Picture, like, you have, like, longer hair. And I'm just taking my beard trimmer and, like, trying to, like, trying to cut the hair.
Jesus Christ.
And, like, we got about 10 minutes in. First thing I can't do is, like, crying. He was, like, 10 or 11 years old.
And you did such a good
job, his hair just looked... It was, like, a long, like, not a mullet, but, like, it was longer. It wasn't shaved. But, like, right at the bottom was, like, this huge patch like this. That's all I got. And it was shaved bald. Like, should have taken a supercut so I can...
Like fucking Zell and Marathon Man, but of haircutting instead of dentistry. Safe?
Because I just... It said hair and beard trimmer, and I just didn't even think, like...
Like, hair, beard, same thing.
Well, it said hair and beard trimmer, you know? Now I obviously realize it's just to, like, line up your hair, but not to actually shave it.
That's awesome. I can't make it out, but I'm breaking a few eggs.
And this is going on as he's cutting my hair, and I'm like... I'm trying not to laugh, because if I laugh, he's going to fucking, you know, shave me. You know what I mean?
And kick your ass.
Yeah. It was so... I like... I wanted to write it down so bad. Like the minute I walked out the door, I put that down because that was so fucking funny.
That's funny. Oh god.
Oh man, I got more, man. What do you got? Well, okay, one thing I wanted to tell you was like because I couldn't really get to it in the last episode.
Yeah.
But like I did it, but like it's kind of bothered. Like my new thing is like I told you I get drunk and I go like take my like late night bath.
You're late night everything. That's a jog at like 1 a.m.
Yeah. Well, at least I'm trying, buddy.
Fuck.
But like, yeah. Well, I have that on there too. My late night runs. I don't know why. And it's not like I come home after like working out or whatever. I've had like beers with me, and I just want to like run and be active.
Yeah. And it's literally, listeners, it's at like 12.
Pretty mob.
Oh, we're talking like 12:45, like 1 a.m. Like no shit. It's not like an 11 o'clocker. This is a fucking like it's early morning the next day. This fucker wants to go and like quote unquote run.
But I do though. I know I don't like jog. I mean,
he comes out looking like fucking. Like he's a rebel soldier on Echo Base. He's like fucking from head to toe. He's got like a fucking scarf over his face and shit because it's like 40 degrees out, but it feels like 20 to us.
And so after that or like last night, I like after you came home and you went to sleep, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like I was like gonna go out the door or not. I'm like no fuck it. So I just did like push ups and sit ups. I go take a bath and look at myself in the mirror. I get so like frustrated. I just start punching myself as hard as I can in the stomach. All right, like honestly, like I love bruises from doing this. Okay,
Jesus Christ, dude.
And like the next, I do it because then I'll remember to like really work out and not be such a shithead.
Yeah.
But I hit myself so hard that I can't do exercises because it hurts so bad that like it is counterintuitive. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's fucking weird. That's almost like Cutter shit.
Yeah. I don't do it like every night. I'd say like once a month I get like really angry at myself.
Yeah, no, I've gotten those. I remember one time I got when I...
Because I was thinking, like, oh, if I hurt myself, it's a weird thought. Number one, I'm shithouse, so I don't really think about it.
Yeah.
And the next day, I feel so foolish. But, like, it's like one of those... It's like one of those things where I'm like, well, if I do this, I'll remember it, and I, like, won't be such a shithead. The next day, I'll, like, try to, like, cut down my drinking and exercise more, you know? Yeah. But which absolutely... The next day, I'm like, holy fuck, what a penis I am. It probably makes me drink even more.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I'm going to stop doing... You know what? You know what I did though? I shaved like my stomach and my chest. That does make you look way fucking fatter.
It does, yeah. You gotta be in really good shape to be able to do that.
Like I don't have a ton of hair like on my chest, but like I'm like, oh my god, so you look like
yeah.
Dog it, shit.
Yeah.
It's you'd be like Bokes.
Yeah.
Does he shave?
I don't think he's hair. I just don't think he has any hair on him. Look at the fucking guy.
Well, he doesn't have any hair in his head, but I don't know about his body.
No, he's not a hairy. No, he's never I've like hung like on swimming and had threesomes with fat chicks.
There's no pubes near you.
No, it's not a shave. It's just natural.
All right.
That was like I remember in 2007 when I moved home, and I don't know. I just went through like the spell of not working out, and I was just eating like shit. I remember I'd work Saturday mornings from 6 to 1, no 5 to 1 at Derek, because it was like overtime. It was
don't
like,
they give you food too?
Double time, and they would have this fucking smorgasbord of fucking food where they would order like 10 massive sheet pizzas and like...
Oh my god. I'm going to get a boner thing about this.
Platter of chicken fingers. A whole sheet pizza sized box full of just fucking crinkle cut french fries.
Holy shit, really?
Yes. And it was like an hour fucking lunch or whatever. 45 minutes or something. And you could just... But like only like a quarter of the whole plant would show up because it was a mandatory 10 hour day Monday to Friday. So you already had worked a 50 hour week. So Saturdays were optional, but you got paid like... I think it was double time or some shit. It was fucking nice. But the shift is only 5 to 1, so it was brutal. You know, there goes your whole fucking week there. But they had all that food, which I couldn't resist. So I got really fucking fat. And I was going through my old photo bucket account, and I've had that thing for like 5 years. I'm going through these old pictures. And I would put like pictures of me and my fat belly, and I would paste it on MySpace and be like, here's how fucking disgustingly fat I'm getting. Like, I'm appalled at myself. And I wrote to the fucking... They were kind of like on hiatus for a couple years, but I wrote to the singer of Coalesce, one of my favorite bands, my punk rock bands. They were like... They weren't big, but, you know, they had a following. And I wrote to them on MySpace, and I attached a picture, and I was like... The next thing that... Which they ended up... They did get back together and start... They put a whole other album and some 7 inches and, like, songs. And I go, will you write a song called, like, Luke is a big fat fuck and is too lazy to get his abs in shape? I'm like, because whatever you're going to put out, I'll be a fan of, and I'll have to hear that song... And constantly think about what a fat ass I am, and it will like inspire me to actually get in shape. I'm like, cause look at my disgusting stomach. And the singer wrote me back, and he's like, you know what? I tried to do something similar to Pantera once, like 10 years ago. And he's like, until they write my song, I won't write yours.
Holy shit, like, really?
Fuck yeah.
That's fucking kind of funny.
Yeah, that's funny. I was so pissed.
That's weird though, because when you're in Derek, you have the free gym to use. You don't have to pay for the fucking, and that's a nice, that's a nice gym.
And I lived in Orchard fucking Park when I moved home, so it was far. It was a fucking haul.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, after work, just knock them out. Like, fucking Bally's is like...
I would sometimes, but... I worked out at the fucking Bally's right down the street from my apartment in Orchard Park more than I did at the fucking Derek.
I actually know exactly where that one is, to be honest with you.
Yeah, up there it's on Southwest at the Five Corners. And the guy would always see my card, and my card was from Encino. And he'd be like, yo, what the fuck are you doing here? He's like, Encino? He's like, what'd you do?
Black guy?
Yeah, it was a black guy. Always black guy. And he's always like, he's like, oh, Mr. LA's here. He's like, what are you doing back here, man? And I was like, I don't know, dude. I think I made a big mistake.
All right, I'm
and like 8 months later, I was gone. Great. But it shouldn't have been gone. Man, that is pretty cool. For as shitty as a gym of Bally's, I did get a good deal. That I can work out any fucking one. Well, not to LA Fitness.
I had to pay $700 and never go to that cocksucker.
I can work out at any fucking gym in the entire country. I mean, that's kind of fucking gnarly.
I got fucked on Bally's. I got it. I got for like a birthday present for Jackie. Because, you know, she was like, not doing well or whatever, and I'm like, yeah, but what if we took some classes? Maybe it'd help her, like, get, you know, more physical or, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, healthier. And I, you know, I obviously can use it, too. The next day is when she moves back home. So, like, I'm able to cancel hers, but not mine. So, for the next 2 years, I have to pay $700, and I went maybe 6 times.
Oh, my God. What the fuck deal did you get?
That was the deal I got. You know what the deal was they bent me over and shoved a hot poker in my asshole.
Fuck. I wonder if like they really make their bread and butter on people that don't actually come. Like, I think they're better off.
Someone like you. All right, it's like this. I was thinking of this the other day.
I'm there religiously 3 fucking times a week.
Honestly, think about this. Say we had a
full stacks,
an unlimited bowling pass.
Yeah.
Okay, and you sold it for like $150. All right. There's gonna be a guy who comes in every fucking day.
Yeah.
But there's gonna be 3 guys like him who come in once a month.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, fuck, we gotta go. They come in 4 times for $150.
Yeah.
You know, or they come in the dead time, you know? There's, for all those people who super use things, you obviously, you wouldn't have these huge state-of-the-art facilities for, you know?
Yeah.
I'd say to gym, how many people do you think go to, like, a certain gym? Let's say the Bally's go to an Encino, maybe 4,000? Like, that are
I don't know.
Signed up there.
I have no clue. I'd say
2,000. 2,000 to 3,000 people in that area.
Yeah.
Okay. You still go there and you live over here, so.
Yeah.
Of them, I'd say only 300-400 go more than twice a week.
Yeah, that's
probably so right. I mean, it's just money. That is. That's all it is. It's like your excuse to print money with these unlimited things. I mean, because the guy came in and he asked me if I had unlimited bowling, like a pass.
Yeah.
I said no. He goes, well, because he runs like a karate studio. And, which I was kind of interested in. I'm like, you do, like, adult classes? Like, I kind of want to do something like that, like a martial arts class.
I'd love to fucking do that. That dude, you know? Garrett's supposed to be starting
on
his own.
Well, if
his dad's, like, a karate
If it's, like, beginner, I would do it, but, like,
super hardcore. He doesn't have a place to, like, host it, but he said he's going to do it $10.
I might have a place very soon for him.
Really?
I'll tell you later. But, right.
Secret. Listeners, you can't hear it.
No, the banquet room, they're leasing that to a karate studio now.
Oh, really?
It's not even going to be ours to own anymore. They're just going to open up a studio in there.
Yeah.
They're going to put windows and shit in there. So
nunchucks.
I might have, like, access
maces,
to
it. Maces. Katana blades.
Maces are cool. Mace Windu. It was a good name, and it's such a shitty character in Star Wars. Fuck was I going with that? Oh, I got raped by Bally's. What else were we talking about? Oh, so this karate guy, he's telling me that, like, he has an unlimited pass for $300, and you can take as many classes as you want in a month.
Wow, really?
And he says, like...
Wait, for the whole year, $300?
1 month.
Jesus Christ.
And he says people buy it like gangbusters,
yeah,
and they only come once or twice. So it's just cash in his pocket. And he goes, I got about 50 people who come to every class.
Yeah.
Just to get their money
for it. I love the fucking... I want to do something like that.
That'd be cool. Or like Krav Maga I'd want to do, but I don't think I'm in shape. Honestly, I'm going to go with Mike's theory. I don't think I'm in shape enough to do that right now.
The problem with that, from what I've heard about it, is it's almost like a really do or die thing. Like all they really show you how to do is really fucking devastate people. Like you really like fuck people up. That's like Steven Seagal shit.
Yeah.
Like you break bones. Like you don't fuck around.
It's tits.
Yeah, I know, but like you really got the. I don't really know if I have the fucking heart for that. Like I don't know if I could just do that. I'd rather just be able to incapacitate someone and just stop them.
I don't know that I want. I don't want to do anything. I just want to get in shape. But it would be kind of fun and like just know like a skill. Because karate seems like really such a pussy thing. Though. Like
I mean, there's a lot of fat karate guys.
Ruby knows karate. Like what's that guy? What was that big fat guy who was on TV for a while?
Ruby like, can kick her ass.
Some Samuel Hung or whatever his name was.
Guy Fieri.
That Samuel Hung or something his name was.
I don't fucking know.
He was like
know.
On TV and
I don't
like,
watch that shit. He's I watch two channels.
Karate.
There's two chains to wrap around. Yeah,
I'd rather do like Muay Thai fucking kickboxing or something than that. Like, at least that.
I would rather be cool guy that were it's like big fat drunk guys like hey fuck you and he's just like Mr. Miyagi like he's swinging at you and you're just like brushing it off. Like almost like it's like a joke.
With your state of aggression, I think you'd be better off with like fucking MMA.
No, training. I'd be worse because I'd fucking kill somebody. I'd rather be like dude that can just handle anything.
So you're saying is like to take it's a martial cool art to be able is to, like, it, is it to hurt somebody but to almost calm you down?
No, not even no. Just to be able to know that I can completely like just stop somebody in their fucking tracks or like take total control and not even have to hurt them. I mean, hurt them enough to stop them, but not, like, break their fucking neck and rip their fucking aorta out.
Well, okay, we're not going to roadhouse somebody, but I'm saying, like...
That's what Krav Maga is, though. It's brutal. It's Israeli defense forces.
Mike Devane used to work there.
Where? Krav Maga factory?
No, it's a Krav Maga, like, gym.
Really?
He used to clean the floors when they were done. They gave him free classes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well.
Guys, I moved on to beer number two here. This is Actually, they,
Stop cross-promoting, bro.
This is Budweiser Black Crown.
Oh, yeah, I saw commercials for
it. It's
that.
New. It was supposed to be unveiled at the Super Bowl, even though I had it 2 weeks ago. It's pretty good. It's because Budweiser, you're not a beer drinker. You ever notice I never have Budweiser products? I don't like them. They're not. Yeah. Budweiser's very hick to me.
You're a Miller guy.
That's why I like Miller.
It's Miller time.
But this one, I got to say, does have a nice taste. They've had some real duds. Last year, they tried to do like a Bud Light Platinum, it was called, in a blue bottle. It sucked. It tastes like feces. This one's not bad. This one actually has like a
This is clinically correct.
This has a pretty decent taste to it. And next up after that is going to be Miller High Life, which is one of my all-time favorites.
Back in the High Life again.
That should be the theme song from the High Life. Yeah, and I think this will lead us to a good segue into the Metrosexual Minute.
Are we at
52
minutes? When are we at? I'll bet we are.
What is it?
Oh, 55. That's all we did fucking... 42 to 52. Okay, hang on, hold.
It's the Metrosexual Minute with Brandon and Tebow. All
right. So, aside from that, I shaved my balls yesterday. Like, with you bic your sack, right?
Like you, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Do you, though? I mean, like, I went all out, like...
Not so much the sack, because it's all... The skin's not really...
You gotta pinch it. You gotta pinch it, and then make it taut.
It doesn't...
It doesn't really
lend itself to be bic.
You bic your shaft...
Yeah. Okay. The parts where it's
like where it touches
skin. Yeah,
Did you ever get that? Like, this part where the shaft and the nuts touch, I get like the hairiest right there.
Oh, look at. Oh.
Who did this?
Some asshole.
gross. Oh, okay.
You gotta hit a 4D podcast.
All right. So good. Anyways, sorry. So this week.
It was a Mamie.
I actually got a really cheap product. I normally don't like Irish Spring stuff because it's for poor people.
Oh, why don't you? What's the matter with you?
But this one is the Irish Spring Deep Action Scrub. It exfoliates for a deep clean. Here, take a smell of that. Pretty decent.
It smells like Ireland. It smells like you too.
Okay. Anyways, the reason I got this was every fucking soap out there now has some type of moisturizer in it. And because I think I use too much of that shit. My skin is like too oily or like...
You're the most delicate skin of any human being.
It is. And maybe it's because
any variation in your fucking formula will cause
I know.
Cause you
and
like
I'm trying to find something. I'm like, I just want to find something that's going to dry my skin out. I want to dry my skin out. It'll get rid of my fucking back knee and all this kind of shit. And so I decided to get the scrub. And honestly, it's pretty decent. And like, it doesn't dry your skin out, but a scrub has like granules in it.
Yeah.
So like it gets rid of...
It's a guy that won't get no love from me. Rest in peace. Rest in peace, fucking left eye.
Anyways, so...
It's the 1 year anniversary today.
That's my new laugh. The 20 year?
Or like the whatever year anniversary.
It had to be 15.
I made it up. I don't even know.
I wish it was. Anyways, it's decent guy. I mean, if you only got like $2 and like you kind of want to get rid of your dead skin, and it actually smells pretty good. Like Luke just smelled my nuts and he said they were awesome. So... I'd see. Then we got talking to it, dude. God, it's right in my beard.
Oh, sorry.
You fucker.
It doesn't even smell.
Luke farted right on top
of
my beard.
I did not. It was a duck. Judy.
Fucking prick.
Sorry.
All right.
That was gross.
Oh, you know what Luke hated I told him this week? I told him that, like, when I used to hear thunder when I was a kid, then my mom would say it was my grandpa who had passed away and God bowling together. And Luke thinks that Luke just ripped on me. Like, so, and he's like 5 or 6 years old.
It makes my skin crawl. It's so bad.
It was a nice thing to say.
It's gay. At least that one's got a cap on it. You're still safe.
Yeah, it's great.
It didn't stink. It was a hell. I didn't really eat nothing today.
Okay.
I don't really.
Yeah, well, it was an airy fart.
Yeah, it wasn't like Arby's fart.
Did you ever? My parents, they tried so many fucking like dieting things. Like they would go to places. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like they go to like Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig. Would you ever do one of those? I mean, you're not a fat guy, but like,
you know what's funny? Here, this is a funny kind of side story that's related. I remember my mom. One time, like she
one
has some
time.
She has some weird hangout with my Uncle Tim. Who was like a real prick. Well, I mean, he's always cool to me, but he's like a pricky guy. Like, he does not mince words.
That's her brother?
No, my dad's brother, Tim, who's kind of a badass. Well, most of them were. They're all nuts inside the family. But I think one time ever, he mentioned something about my mom being fucking fat or something, or like, didn't lose the weight after having one of the kids. And this fucking comment has stuck with. I literally think my Uncle Tim has kept my mom from ever getting fat because I remember her mentioning several times in my life of saying, like, I remember that time, Uncle, I was walking across the room and Uncle Tim was like, she's like, wow, well, she didn't work off her pregnancy yet or something like that. And it always, this fucking comment stuck with my mom for like 25 fucking years. And like, she was so terrified of putting on like, if my mom put on like 4 pounds, I mean, she's like a small, like average sized chick. My mom's like 5'6" and like one fucking.
She's not fat like my mom.
Is she?
Yeah, my mom's real fat.
My mom's always like svelte and like little.
Women can't be svelte.
But if she put on like 10 fucking pounds, she'd freak. You couldn't even notice them. She would freak out. And I literally think that her entire life of like being thin or whatever has stemmed from this offhanded comment that my Uncle Tim made. Because I've heard her bring it up fucking several times. But, yeah, she would go to, like, Weight Watchers. Her whole life, she's going to, like, Weight Watchers.
She's done that. Okay, like, I'm saying, like,
she has such a complex.
My parents are, like, big fat people, okay? Like, they just are. Like, I mean, they weren't, but my mom never lost, like, the baby weight. She just, like, worked.
That's hard.
She just, I mean, my mom worked my entire life, like, 80 hours a week, you know? Yeah. Where my dad, like, just drank and ate shitty food and smoked cigarettes.
Kind of like you and cheese, dude.
Sort of. I fucking worked well. So,
I know, I'm just kidding. I must have been.
And she isn't nearly as nice as my mom. So, or as young. But, like, so,
Judy? Shauna?
They used to try, like, all kinds of, like, at the time they didn't have, like, the pills and shit.
Yeah.
They have now, like me, like, when I was, like, not, for me, I took, like, Hydroxycut. I took, like.
Yes!
Hydroxycut. What was the other one? There's, like, Xenadrine.
Trim Spa.
I took all those. Like, and I actually, that's actually what I was thinking.
You're a pill popper and you took all those penis enlargement pills?
I would take. I would
try anything.
Yeah, I would. Just to,
anything but actual hard work.
No, because back then I actually worked out. I wasn't seeing results, so that's why I took the shit.
You were drinking iced tea?
No, well, I was drinking vodka and iced tea. But like, so I remember they used to go to these weird places. I was like, my dad did like lose a shit house full of weight one time. Like he was like 3-something. And I think when I was about ready to go to school, like 5 or 6. He dropped down to like 190.
Yeah, you showed me pictures of him. He was like skinny.
And there's a picture of us, and like me and him were both in like, it was like, you know, haha, funny kid, like childhood picture.
Yeah.
Me and him both fit like in his old pair of pants. Like we both got in the pants.
Oh, like one leg, a whole leg?
No, like I was like standing like in front of him.
Yeah.
Like he was gonna fuck me, like that, like that. And like, but and we were pulling the pants. Like there's this much room. Like he was here, I was here, and there was this much more room in the pants.
That's crazy. You guys should have been in a commercial.
Yeah, I think that it's probably what he's trying for.
Judy, I lost 20 pounds.
I think that's because
you can't win it unless you're in it.
He had like sand weights. Remember those? They're like those blue, red, and white weights that had sand in them.
We use real weights in my house.
Oh, okay, well, my dad is kind of a pussy and doesn't play sports and shit, so I kind of try to change that. But like, so he had these sand weights, and I'd always use them like growing up, you know. But yeah. You can't know how much those fucking things. There's sand. Like, it can spill out or free. You know what I mean? Like,
I had some of those. Our first weights that we ever had, they were sand.
They were sand weights, yeah. And then later on, I got the Marcy grips where they had, actually, they're like the big fucking plates. And they had a handle, so you could use them as dumbbells as well. Those are pretty awesome.
That's what they converted to with all the LA Fitness.
Marcy grips?
Yeah. I didn't know that's what they call them. They just, there's like three big holes in them.
Well, the ones I... Well, yeah, there's one in the middle, and then there's two you can hold on to. So, like, you can hold, like, it's got, like, it's
might be something else.
It's like a hexagon shape, and there's two cutouts.
These are circular, but they're, like, there's two on the top, like, almost like the radiation sign.
But the picture, like, there's two holes across from it with their handles. So you could take it and, like, put it on your chest, do sit-ups, or, like, you could curl it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The thing is, once you get, like, heavier weights, like, one time I was actually doing heavy weight, and, like, I was trying, you know, curl a 25er is cool because it's only about a foot.
Yeah.
But once you get up to like the fucking 45s, it's like a foot and a half, like to put your hand right. It's awkward. It's awkward to move the whole fucking thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But so I remember my mom.
Did you have like a weight set in your place?
Yeah.
But you were in an upstairs apartment, weren't you?
I was in an upstairs apartment, and then there was an attic above us. But the attic basically connected to our house. Like they only had like a couple like loose things in the back.
Yeah.
So I had like a whole like fitness center up there. I had weights, I had a bench. A curl rack, the weights, a bicycle, and a treadmill.
Yeah. And they're always all brand new looking?
No, those fucking things are old as fuck.
It's a joke. I'm insinuating that you never used them.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
I did.
I was kidding. Salsa!
So, actually, on that topic, dude, last night I was seriously trying to, like, pump out a bunch of, like, push-ups, you know?
Yeah.
My rotator cuff, like, right here,
yeah.
Like, it gave out. Like, I couldn't do anymore.
Oh, really?
It wasn't, like, because I couldn't do them, but, like, it was...
Right, you might have pulled some.
It's really bothering me, though, because I want to, like, be able to...
Yeah. I did some earlier, and it was my whole left arm, right in my elbow and up my shoulder, the first 10 fucking hurt me really bad, and I gotta get into them.
I stretch it out and everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways...
It puts when you do push-ups, it puts pressure on like weird joints and weird areas.
Yeah, because you're not like
slab alert. She's almost there, so hurry up.
All right, is that
sorry?
Oh, fuck. Well, can't she still go?
I said walk slow.
Total walk on the block.
But I'm not gonna talk about her. She's in here.
We're gonna talk about her. We're gonna knock these out real quick. All right. Anyways, push-ups are good for you. Though. Do you ever do diamond push-ups? That's what I was trying to do. I was trying to do diamond push-ups, and that's why I started to hurt.
I don't know if I've ever tried them.
Try one right now. Try what I'm talking.
I'm
you know what a diamond push-up is?
Yeah, I know what it is. Come on, dude. You're talking a full stack.
Because I normally do, like, wide, like, you know, push-ups or, like, close range. But like, once you do those diamond ones, try it. All right, ready?
You're my diamond girl. All
right, guys.
I've had a bunch of...
Just live in the air, guys. All right, Uncle Luke's going to do
that. You like this?
All right,
that's rolling. Something just happened when I was in the middle of doing diamond push-ups. And,
diamonds off.
We had a weird technical problem with the fucking Zoom, so,
I don't know what you guys heard, but, yeah, Luke did the push-ups, and we just were talking about how good they were.
I did them, but they were hard. They hurt.
I think, honestly, because you've been saying you want new work, that's just a simple thing you should add.
Yeah. No, you're probably right.
And I'm talking, do you ever do the ones, like, where you put your feet up on, like, the bench and do them like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like, they're, like, declines.
Yeah. But, all, I mean, all that shit, I think works better than the weights, man. Especially like when you're that big, like
this shit's really good for you. That's what you're supposed to do.
So, all right, hopefully you heard up the entire like losing weight, Jenny Craig Weight Watchers thing we've been talking about. Like my mom and dad, like they did that shit their whole life. They still do. Like they still go on like shit like this, you know. And I remember my mom for a couple years because my mom was like the worker in the family. Well, they both worked, you know. My dad was a bartender at night though, so like my dad would raise me during the day, and then I'd be with my mom the whole night.
Yeah,
you know. So if she had to go to Jenny Craig, I'd go with her, you know, when I'm like 10, 11, 12 years old, you know?
Yeah.
And it was at Dick Road in George Urban, where the Blockbuster was, remember that?
Yeah.
There was Jenny Craig there. And this entire,
wait, Dick Road, there was?
You know what Macaroons is now?
Yeah.
It was in that plaza. There was a Jenny Craig. It was where like all the way,
a bartender. She's probably still a bartender.
All the way closest to the Ponderosa fucking steakhouse, that you know of that plaza.
Yeah.
All
right? What is it now?
It was what Ponderosa?
It's not Ponderosa anymore, is it?
It's not.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, when was the last time I was back? I don't have any fucking idea.
I don't know. Sorry, fucking hard ass.
Jesus Christ!
Fuck your face.
So, anyways, the whole reason we had the stupid talk about this was one time at the Jenny Craig, and of course this is. I was notorious, not for like emergency shits the way I'm now, just because I'm an alcoholic, but I always like had to take a piss. No matter where we went, I had to take a piss, like to examine the bathroom, basically. Uh-huh. You know, to know where it was, it's like in my head that that's like where, you know, the bathroom is. And so at the Jenny Craig, like my mom would have to go in and have like her consultation and get weighed and all kinds of shit. And I'd just sit like out in the...
That's kind of humiliating, it sounds like.
Doing all that?
Yeah.
Well, I think...
Like, let's get weighed.
Well, I'm sure like you get weighed and they're like, wow, yeah, I bet they're like big like... Hey, you're doing a great job. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. They're Mike Devane types.
Are the chicks that are in there fat?
No, because then it wouldn't make any sense.
They That's what Crazy Corinne was doing. She worked at Jenny Craig and she got, like, laid off or something.
Yeah. I'm sure, like... No, I remember them being, like, not fat. Because they're fat, obviously the product doesn't work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I work at a bowling alley, I should be a good bowler kind of attitude. You know what I mean? Which isn't the case most of the time, but...
A little bit... Anytime somebody comes up with, like... technical bowling questions, I defer them immediately to you. They're like, when I roll the ball, if I get a spare and a double and a something else, I'm like, does that count? I just start pointing. I'm like, just ask him. I don't know. Just ask him. I don't know anything about bowling. I only know how to like bowl and like drink and play one game and then be like, fuck.
Yeah, you don't like it. Yeah, anyway, so
I'm good for one fucking game.
And the entire reason I brought this up, which is taking 20 minutes, was that.
I know.
So one time, when I'm there doing my homework and my mom's getting her weighing or whatever, I went and I used the bathroom. I take a shit and some old lady walked in on me because the lock didn't work. And I'm like, oh! And she's like, you should have locked the door. Like she yelled at me.
Was she black?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm like, why? And Corolla brought it up. Like if the door is shut, somebody's in there.
Yeah.
And like that's what I'm saying. Like the lock didn't work, but I had to like take a little like 11-year-old shit, you know? And like I'm sitting on my feet like dangling off the toilet and some black lady walks in on me and I'm like oh. I was like no I think I said yeah. I was like ah
the ear.
With my ear
she's like you should lock the door and then she opened it back open and she like smiled at you
it's real quick embarrassing story of my childhood again I have a million of them so this won't be the last one but do you remember when it was Tops was on one side and Super Duper.
Yes, you bring this up every fucking episode.
So I remember this. My mom had to take me like grocery shopping with her. With my grandmother, because she didn't drive.
GROSS.
She didn't have her license until she was like fucking 35. So we used to go to Super Duper first and then Tops.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if your mom did that or like to you know check prices or whatever. Or there's certain things on sale.
I remember she might have.
There's certain things on sale at Super Duper, and then they go to Tops for everything else.
Probably.
So I remember I had, like, I'm walking around. I could go look at, I'd be in, like, the magazine aisle, you know, like, as they shot. And then they just call for me. And I had, like, rubber bands that day for some reason, like, on my wrist. You know, yeah. I was, like, 9. And I'm like, Ma! I'm like, yeah, like, in the frozen food aisle in the Super Duper. And it's, like, some fat lady. So I take a rubber band and shoot at her. And it's not my mom. and she turns around and just gives me a look like she grunted at me. I'm like, sorry. And I just like ran away. And I never told my mom about that. I'm going to have to call her.
That's funny.
Yeah, I felt bad because the lady had like a muumuu on. And like, I obviously my mom was not wearing a muumuu, but I thought it was my mom and I shot her with a fucking rubber band.
Maybe you looked real fast. It was the light. It was the lighting. That's why Super Duper closed because the lighting was so inferior.
Yeah.
Other places trumped it. I remember one time when I went to... I went to Turbo's house to go to band practice. I walked in on his mom taking a shit. Because I got there early. And she goes, ah! She just screamed. And I was like, oh, God. I'm like, how do I wash this memory away?
Obviously.
That was 15 fucking years ago. And I still remember like it yesterday.
Was his mom hot?
No! She's not. No one's mom. Anyone, besides the Bronze, who had a fucking hot mom? No one.
Well, God, the Castrinos.
I'm sorry. Yeah, probably. The daughters are fucking gorgeous.
Yeah. And my last thought for the day is like fuck people with Jeeps. I don't get
Quinn
Jeep.
Pulled it in a Jeep.
I know. Got a Jeep. I know, and that's why I'm saying it. Like and like folks, like do you really need? Are you in the army? Do you need that? I'm over Jeeps. I don't get it. I don't care.
No, I don't know. They're probably like fun, like a convertible. Like everyone wants to get in one. Like you pull up and get a bunch of bitches.
It's
like,
not that because Jeep. He picks me up the other day and like he didn't have the top on and it rained, so like I have to sit in like a thing of water. The whole way to work. And, like, the seatbelts don't work. It's
well, you're supposed to have, like, Bulk's had, like, canvassing and shit, where his was kind of, like, fucking chopped off.
I don't know. I'm glad Bulk's got rid of it, too. Like, it just, it was a good, like, one-year
phase. It was kind of fun to drive cruise around. He didn't have that thing for very long. But that got me car sick like every other fucking thing he ever had.
Yeah. He just, it's the way he drives. Vehicles. He almost does it on purpose, I think.
I think it's just his vehicles. I don't know.
Well, no, the Mercedes. No, think about it. The Mercedes. I never got sick of
that. I wonder how many vehicles of his I've been in my life since I've known him. Holy shit. I remember when he had that fucking stupid, what the fuck was that car? That white, like, boxy-ass one that everyone had. There was, like, a million of them.
Escort?
No, but it was, like, Escort-ish.
Corsica?
No.
Acclaim?
No. You get what car names. I can visual it so perfect. I remember exactly what it looked like. I'll have to ask him, and I'll talk about the next fucking one, but I can't remember what it was. But
what did I ask you?
We got so many adventures in that car. Oh, that's when one of the skinheads came after us in Syracuse and tried to fucking kill us.
Chases
around with fucking machetes and shit.
That's what I asked you about autofocus today, because I was telling Quinn about, remember that scene in the movie? He's like just jerking off watching the porno.
He's like, making me hot. Jill got me that for like my birthday or something, or Christmas. Like, I think it's still there, still in the shrink wrap. I would never watch it again. I saw it like in the theater, and I wanted the DVD and wanted to see it again, and I never fucking got around to watching it again.
Is it good?
It's good. No, it's good. It's like Paul Schrader, because it's just disturbing, and just, he makes weird, he doesn't make like audience-friendly comfort movies. He makes weird stuff that like bothers you.
Right.
So it's one of those. But yeah, I haven't seen it in fucking years. I gotta check it out.
Should we have next Too Close be the song of the week?
No.
You have one?
Yeah. What's the name of it? Was it called Be Easy from Ghostface? That fucking song rules.
Oh, Be Easy?
Tell Your Crew to Be Easy. Oh, that fucking song is a shit. I changed it and made it the first song. It was one of my mix CDs, and I'm just like, yeah, it makes me just want to like fucking...
Got it. I wrote it down for you, yeah. Doggy.
It makes me just want to molest children. It's a good tune.
Oh, and guys, just so you know, like...
listeners.
Goody Mob. Might have Charlie Sheen on. Luke just sent him a...
No one, no, he won't. I tried. It's not gonna, it won't happen, but... At least the guy wrote me back.
It's true. All right, well...
You never know.
I hope you enjoyed the episode. Let's hope it's not...
I don't. I hope you have cancer.
I hope it's not totally fucked.
Yeah, we had a little problem, so I'm just fucking cut this together, but...
All right.
Yeah, well
have a good week, guys, and tell a friend.
Yeah.
Tell a friend. If you don't tell a friend, then...
We're about artists.
I hope you get fucking cancer of the balls.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, unless you're a lady, then I don't want you to have cancer of the balls.
Cancer of the pussy. Yeah. What's happening, New York City? It's your boy Ghost in the motherfucking house tonight. You know what I mean? We're about to get it popping. Let's go. Yeah, yeah. Tell your crew to be easy. Niggas running around with the fake frowns, sell them on eBay. Get word to the DJ, tell him Staten Island's in the house, put the record on replay. Get your nose blown off by the fifth, you wanna be there laying on stiff, every time you go uptown, you get gypped, that's Comma Boy running your lip, you be friend like you got a bunch of chicks, you be at home, nigga, beating your dick, I'm in the club with the chipped up wrist, you at the bar, Wardy, drinking my piss, the yellow shit in the bottle ain't Chris, you turned your motherfucking head, nigga, we switched, you just mad cause I'm hitting your sister, you in the other room, how you couldn't sleep, pop a lot of shit without that liquor. Yup, we mind seed up, so take our picture. I'm like the boogeyman, nigga, I'll get ya. Whether now, later, after life, on scripture. Yeah, oh shit. Hey, yo, Tone, hurry up and get him, nigga. You know what I mean? It's about to pop off. Y'all niggas, clear the fucking floor. Get the fuck out the way. Come on. Tell your crew to be easy. Niggas running around with the fake frowns, sell them on eBay. Get word to the DJ. Tell him Staten Island's in the house, put the record on. In the building, the team's in the building. Niggas wanna beef, what up, what up, what up? We back to the ceiling, we constantly dealing. We can cause we could, we shoot, we slice, we cut. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yam, shimmy, yay now. Yes, my birthday landed in May now. Peace the dirt dog, I'm back like deja vu. Leave your girl around me, I will bag your boo. You bitch niggas better listen up. Anybody front, paramedics gon' pick him up. They try to save you, swear to God, I hit the nurse up. Like, nah, doc, he look better in a hearse truck. I try to ignore this people sword. I ain't the type, dude, you go to war with. My polo gun, yo, will crack the floor. Shit, when the heat's on, you know I draw it. I had his number down, Tony just called it. Yo, hey, yo, P-Rock, good looking nigga, Staten Island. Yo, Theodore, what's the deal? Slightly one of the ratchets. I'm about to go in, yeah! Tell your crew to be easy. Niggas running around with the fake frowns, sell them on eBay. Get word to the DJ, tell him Staten Island's in the house, put the record on replay. Gotta get that cheese, gotta pimp that V, gotta burn those leaves in a pretty tone, make the girl say please. Daddy work that D, put it in and be easing. So what? Come on,
Now some of y'all people might know me for my wallabies. Pretty bitches got my number, y'all could dial me. I stick it up like a nice cake robbery. And when I'm done, y'all can fingernail file me. Floss the ill robes since criminology. Supreme clientele put the world on top of me. Yo, babe, hurry up with those collard greens. I represent S.I.D. and as well as me. They lousy, I'm fat like a pound of cheese with weed brownies. Tone got the powder squeezed, don't surround me. Quick to pick a honey up shit, the flow's bounty. Y'all can just crown me. Yeah, that's right. I'd like to thank y'all for coming out tonight. How y'all like that shit? You know what I mean? Who really run New York? This is that Theodore shit.